Hi, everyone, and welcome to No Planet B. I am your host, DJ Green, and you are listening on 102.3 FM or at radio.dominican.edu. This is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision making because we have nowhere else to go. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the fast fashion industry and how it differs from normal fashion, and basically how we created a very unsustainable market when it comes to clothing and online shopping, just to meet demand and trendy fashion styles quickly. So basically, fast fashion can be defined as the use of cheap materials in the fashion industry in order to create a demand for trendy clothing with a quick turnover rate. To break that down, brands use, more unsustainable brands. A lot of online clothing stores use very cheap materials to make a lot of clothes in one time. And they use very unethical work environments and unsafe environments specifically to make these clothing. And it's really good for their business because people want to buy it really quickly. They see that the styles are there, the colors are there, the material is cheap, so the clothes are cheap. They don't pay their workers fair wage, so therefore, again, the clothing is very cheap. A lot of the fast fashion is produced in China because they have a lot of factories where they don't pay well. It's very unsafe, and they even have child labor going on, which is illegal child labor. Because they're underage, they don't pay them well, or they're just children who should not be working in these kind of conditions, these long hours of the day, without getting fair pay at all. And basically, brands do this because, of course, it benefits them and their company. Because with fast fashion, it's possible to provide the newest styles in the quickest type of way, and it doesn't cost them much to make these clothes because of what they have going on underneath the surface. The saddest part about it is I don't think a lot of people recognize what's actually going on. A lot of these brands have begun to be called out by a lot of ethical brands, as well as people on social media. They're starting to talk about it more and more and bring light to the topic of, hey, this really is cruel, this isn't fair, and we should stop supporting these brands. Some quick examples would be Shein, Fashion Nova, Zara, Topshop, all those kinds of brands that you see producing very new styles very quickly for very cheap, and even the shipping's really cheap. It's because they aren't practicing ethical laws when it comes to producing their clothing. So the growth of the fashion industry happened very, very quickly, especially in the last 20 years. And it all really started at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, when machines were being made and fashion started to pick up. Clothes were able to be sewn with a machine instead of by hand. So it just rapidly grew from there. And now we see today, it's almost one of the biggest problems in our society, not directly in the United States, but since a lot of Americans do buy these clothes from China and other countries that practice the same unethical laws, it kind of plays into how we are also unethical and maybe just even uneducated on the topic. So the history of shopping in reality is that once these machines were made, clothing began to be made very quickly as well, and it just kept picking up after that. Shopping for clothes used to be very casual. It was seasonal. We really only did it for if we were having a new season or back to school shopping. Of course, I'm sure all of us did that as children. Our parents would take us to get new clothes. And a lot of the time, I mean, at least for me personally, I would have to get rid of clothes in order to buy new clothes. And every time I got rid of clothes, my mom would take it to Goodwill. And the truth to that is also Goodwill isn't even the best place to take these clothes to. So there's a lot of ways to make the situation better. But the truth is really just that we have to stop buying from these places in order to prove that we're not for this unethical labor and these cheap materials and just cheap clothing in general, because when you buy cheap clothing, that's exactly what you get. You don't get quality or good quality clothing. You get material that's very easy to rip. If you put it in the dryer, it's going to either shrink or rip, of course, or even create a different texture than you may have originally bought. And the reason for that is because these materials aren't made with the same materials that high-end fashion brands use, or even just the more ethical brands, the more sustainable brands. They use really cheap cotton, really bad materials that are bad for us and also bad for our environment, because they cause microplastics that eventually go into our water sources, and I will touch on those further, but those are very loose ideas of the reality of these clothing brands. So as I kind of touched on, shopping has become a lot more active, a lot more available, and of course more frequent in our society today. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends who are very much addicted to shopping online, and I do not use the word addicted lightly. I mean it every single day. They are shopping online, looking for new clothes, and even just making up the most random excuses to find something new to wear and create a whole new outfit for maybe even just a 20-minute meeting. I'm not totally against that, but I think there are a lot of ways that we can go around that idea, and I will touch on those in the next couple of segments. For example, thrift shopping, basically reusing your clothes in a different way, pairing different styles together, a different top with a different bottom, and then most of the time people won't even realize you wore it before, even if it was the day before. So I truly do believe that there are a lot of ways around this issue, and fast fashion should be stopped absolutely immediately, because it is detrimental to our environment and to humanity. A lot of the workers in fast fashion factories are, like I said before, treated very poorly by their employers. They have long working hours. They work even 14, 16-hour days to just make ends meet. They have to provide a certain number of tops or skirts or whatever the case may be in order to leave for the day, or else they could be even physically punished, which is insane to think about, but it is the truth. And along with that, they have very unsafe work environments. Not only can they be like physically hurt, they can be also physically hurt by the materials that they use or the machines that they use. And they are just severely underpaid, along with a lot of children are being forced to work in these factories from a young age. The parents of the children will bring them in to help or to just do their own workload. And there's children as young as 12 to 13 years old working in these factories, not even getting paid, and just basically killing themselves from a young age. and not even really knowing why. And then we have us over here buying online without realizing that the underlying level to this is really sad and really awful. And I think if a lot more people knew about the truth to these factories, we would cancel them out entirely and shop locally and support small businesses who actually need the money instead of these large factories from companies who really only care about money. But I do see things changing on social media recently. I've seen a lot of people bring light, like I said before, to this truth and just basically call out these companies for not providing fair anything to their employees. So that's a little bit about the fast fashion industry. And in the next segment, I'm going to be talking more about the examples of fast fashion, what kind of brands do this, and then what brands also don't do this, and who is creating a better future for the workers and for the fashion industry in general. And then I'll be talking about actual situations and programs that people are making and putting in place to stop this from happening in the future and to make it disappear entirely. So once again, you're listening to No Planet B. I am your host, DJ Green, and you can listen on radio.dominican.edu, the only radio station of Dominican University of California. And this is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision making in order to create a better future, because we have nowhere else. Hello and welcome back. This is No Planet B on 102.3 FM or radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I am your host, DJ Green, and this is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision making because we have nowhere else to go. On the previous segment, I gave a pretty quick, broad introduction to the fast fashion industry and the reality behind what it does to mostly people in our global environment, as well as how us as Americans may not realize the truth beyond these factories and these clothing brands. We look at it kind of as if we're getting a deal, when the truth is maybe we are getting a deal, but the longevity of it is awful. It's very sad, and the clothing isn't even good quality. It's pretty bad, if I do say so myself. I've accidentally ordered from companies that I will start to name. And so examples of these brands that are considered fast fashion in the fashion industry are brands such as Fashion Nova, Shein, Zara, H&M, Forever 21, Zoffel, Wish, AliExpress, and the list really, really goes on and on, which is pretty terrifying. And I even find it very surprising that we have a lot of these brands have stores that are in almost every mall in America, like H&M and Forever 21. You can find those in pretty much every mall. Even Fashion Nova now has a lot of on-site locations. And when I was researching for this episode, I was pretty shocked. I knew that they were slight fast fashion. We could consider it fast fashion because they're constantly changing their styles and switching up the wardrobe very, very quickly every single season. But I didn't really realize that they were 100% had factories overseas, that they use very cheap materials. I just never really put it together. And now I completely get it. It makes total sense that H&M Forever 21. I used to shop there all the time when I was younger. And I am very thankful that now I know not to go back to those ways and to use other brands in the future. So, of course, they're very harmful to humanity, as I touched on more in the previous segment and will also later. But they're very bad for our environment. So just the water use of these industries, of these factories, is really, really a lot. They use a lot of water to make their clothing, and they also pollute a lot of toxins into our environment, of course, as factories do. And China, as we all know, has one of the worst air pollution problems in the world. And a lot of it has to do with these factories, and a lot of the factories are for making clothes, making anything that has to do with fast fashion, jewelry, accessories, purses, all of it, because they make their products so cheaply and with such bad materials that are just being polluted into our air. And not only our air, they are also being polluted into our oceans, into our rivers, our water streams, anything you can think of. It's stuff that can't even be seen to the naked eye because they are very, very microplastics. Every time we wash a shirt that is made very cheaply with very bad materials, it basically gets washed into the water that's used, and the water is, of course, then recycled into our water system, and these microplastics, they never go away. Although we can't see them, they are everywhere in our oceans, and some of them are so small, they're microfibers, and it doesn't sound bad, but it's really bad with how much there actually are. And the microplastics, if they're big enough, they can end up into big plastic piles in the oceans that I have done in a previous episode where I talked about the Pacific garbage patch. And a lot of these plastics do end up there. And a lot of them just end up floating around in the oceans. Fish can think that they're food. They're like micro worms, but in reality, it's like microfibers that they're eating. So it's really kind of gross when you think about it, how much people are buying these materials, these shirts and pants, shoes, purses, but specifically the ones that we put into our washing machines. The good news is that there actually are a lot of brands who are switching their ways up, and they've noticed that their environmental footprint is not what they want to be known as in the negative sense. They want to be able to tell people, hey, we've noticed that we've been a problem in the past and we're going to work on it, and we're going to provide better quality items, and we're going to provide more educational research on what these clothing items can actually do to our environment. So, of course, all thrift stores really are a really great option to kind of combat this problem. And thankfully for us, we have a lot of really cool thrift stores in the Bay Area, even in California in general. But of course, there are, like everything nowadays, there are online thrift stores like ThredUp and other apps on the smartphones, including Depop, Mercari, that allow individuals, normal people, to go on there and sell their clothes for money. So it's really cool how we can go and sell what we don't want anymore, because one man's trash is another man's treasure, as they say. And some examples of thrift stores in specifically California, the Bay Area, are Buffalo Exchange, Crossroads, and the Salvation Army is a big one known nationally that not only takes old clothing, but also provides it to people in need. A lot of women's shelters, homeless shelters, those are really great places to drop off clothes that you no longer want or use instead of just throwing it away, having it end up in the landfills or ripping it apart. I don't know what people do, but another way to reuse these clothes is to clean with them or re-sew them into a different piece of clothing, something that looks different, something that looks more trendy, fits the styles now instead of maybe when you bought it. And brands that are actually working really hard towards the environment and bettering the future, there's actually a lot of them, but for now, I'll just kind of talk about California brands, which Patagonia and Levi's are two brands that are doing a great job at being 1% for the environment. And of course, with better actions toward the environment, it can cost them more money. So their products may be more expensive also because they use better quality materials when creating their products, which just leads to longer lasting clothing, which is great because we don't really want to get rid of our clothing. We kind of want to keep it and reuse it. And then there's also a lot of organizations that are working really hard towards bringing the truth out to these fast fashion industries and creating a better future once again. And some examples are the Waste and Resource Action Program, Solidaridad, Greenpeace, and the Center for Sustainable Fashion. Those are all examples of things being put into place that are going to provide a better future for not only us, but the children that we have, the next generation, and for our environment. So for the next section, I'm going to be talking about the details on the harm on the environment of the fast fashion industry. And you're listening to No Planet B with DJ Green. Only on 102.3 FM, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. And this is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision making because we have nowhere else to go. Okay, hello and welcome back. This is No Planet B on 102.3 FM or radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I am your host, DJ Green, and you are listening to No Planet B once again. And this is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision making in order to make a better future because we have nowhere else to go. So in my previous segments, I talked a lot about the fast fashion industry and the truth behind these factories, what they do to the environment and to the people working in them. And right now I'm going to kind of dive a little bit deeper into what it really does to our environment and buying from these companies, the harm that it takes onto the world and to the people working in these conditions. So with more of these random clothes being made, with more of the trendy clothes, the social media aspects behind our societies, it leads to people feeling the need to constantly buy clothing that adapts to societal needs and basically enforces them to look better and to, whatever the case, to feel better, to want to buy all these clothes. So with all of these clothes being made, it basically contributes to massive amounts of waste in our landfills and our oceans and our air, of course. Very toxic chemicals, clothing, and materials being leached into our environment. So these companies make so many of these items that there is an insane amount of overstock and more waste of these clothes because of how much they make. They really think that everyone's going to buy these clothes because they're in style and the season is good for them. Or even if there's a quick social media trend, they're going to make a shirt that says the trend on it or make a joke out of it. And it's just not something that's very sustainable in terms of longevity. And it will never be around forever because they're very quick movement items. And once these items are out of season or considered no longer to be trendy or cool or whatever, like, where do they go? Where do they end up? They end up in our landfills, or they end up being thrown away, recycled, whatever the case is. People think that they're being recycled. They're not really being recycled. If you give clothes to Goodwill, they throw away the clothes that they can't sell. So it really just ends up in the same place every single time. And for the most part, they really just end up in our landfills. So there is so, so much clothing waste that ends up in our landfills. And of course, it does not biodegrade. I mean, these materials are not something that can go into our earth soil. Like, it just doesn't work that way. And even neighborhoods next to the factories are just being filled with these clothes that they don't use. They just, like, kind of throw them away and leave them out on the streets for people to take or whatever. But of course, they don't always end up being taken. And like I mentioned before, the microfibers of these clothing items end up a lot in our water supplies. Even though they cannot be seen by us, they are seen by the ecosystems of the oceans. They think that they're food and they eat them, and then it just ends up in our food supply and it just completely pollutes our environment and ourselves. So it's just something that just, it's very counterintuitive. Although it makes some money for the short term, it doesn't end up good in the long term at all. Like I mentioned before, a lot of these clothes are coming from sweatshops in China, and that's just the truth to it. It's a lot of child labor, underpaid, long hours, and there's no safety precautions in place for the workers that work there. They work with really dangerous machines. They work, again, very long hours, which causes them to be very tired. And of course leads to burnout and even sometimes death. It's very, very sad, the truth that a lot of these workers end up dying on the job. They end up going home to their families and passing away in their sleep because they're so stressed and overwhelmed with how much work that they have to do during the day. According to Business Insider, fashion production compromises 10% of total global carbon emissions, as much as the European Union. It dries up water sources and pollutes rivers and streams, while 85% of all textiles go to dumps each year. Even washing clothes releases 500,000 tons of microfibers into the ocean each year, the equivalent of 50 billion plastic bottles. So just as I was saying before, these microfibers add up so much. Even though we cannot see them, they just add up into our oceans. And of course, we're not in the ocean every day. We don't see this, but it's something that is seriously harmful to our environment and that we should definitely take accountability for and bring awareness to. So the microfibers basically get into our water stream by washing these clothes that are made with really cheap ingredients. And we wash the clothes, they end up going to the recycled facilities for water. And the plastics don't get recycled out. Mainly because the machines, the science used to filter out the water doesn't account for the microfibers and the microplastics in these clothing lines. So it's just really messy. It's really, really sad. And it's something that I don't think a lot of people actually realize, but we should. And it's kind of getting worse and worse with the more that people are buying from these companies. There's kind of a balance right now where some people are very much against buying from Shein, Fashion Nova, Zoful, any companies that use sweatshops. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people who promote these kind of businesses because they're cheap, they have the trendy clothes, and of course, not everyone can afford better quality clothing items. So it's a very hard situation to maneuver, and it's going to be a long time before it fully goes away. But in the next segment, I'm going to be talking more about what we can do as individuals to better our future as a society and to stop contributing to these factories that are just absolutely being totally awful to not only their employees, but to the environment. The air pollution, the water pollution that they're providing to this environment is so harmful, and it really comes down to the consumer, because if we don't buy product from the suppliers, they don't think that we demand the product anymore. So it really just comes down to that very simplistic view. When consumers demand a product, the suppliers are going to provide the product. So if we stop buying from these companies, they're going to kind of get the message, hey, we shouldn't make as much as we're making. It's not really useful for us because we're buying all this product to make something that people aren't even buying, and it just ends up in the landfills. So the truth of it is that as individuals, we really do have to stop buying from these harmful factories, these harmful fashion industries, and to just make our own clothes or kind of reuse, recycle, all that fun stuff. So in the next segment, I'm going to be talking, of course, more about what we can do as a society to lessen the amount of cheap products and materials being used for these fashion companies. So once again, you're listening to No Planet B on 102.3, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I am your host, DJ Green, and this is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision-making in order to make a better future, because we have no... Hi, everyone, and welcome back to No Planet B on 102.3, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. You can also listen at radio.dominican.edu. This is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision-making, because we have nowhere else to go. And I am your host, DJ Green. So in my previous segments, I talked a lot about the fast fashion industry, the reality that it's very harsh on our environment, and the microfibers are very bad for our oceans and the toxins that these factories pollute into our air supply are very awful. And for this segment, I'm going to be talking about the positive of how us as individuals can really change our everyday actions in order to create a better future, not only for ourselves, but for the future generations and for the people who are actually working in these factories. and how we can kind of tell these companies that we don't really support what you guys are doing. We're not going to buy from you until you provide sustainable options. So this is kind of how we can do that. First off, we really want to let these companies know that what we're for is for them to just work towards bettering their products. And not only does that mean providing better material in general, material that doesn't degrade within water and doesn't leach off these harmful chemicals and microfibers, microplastics that end up in our water supplies. Basically, by just not buying what they're providing right now. Like I said before, what we demand is what they supply. So if we keep on mass buying what they're mass producing, then it just gives them the notion that we support them and we are really for what they're doing, these unethical treatments to their workers, to the environment, that we're all about that. The truth is, we're not, and we don't want that. So if we stop buying their products, they will change and they will realize that, hey, we're not even selling what we're making, so why don't we stop making this and listen to what the world is wanting? So that's really the first step, is to stop buying from companies such as Shein, Fashion Nova, Zoffel, everything I mentioned before, H&M, Forever 21. We have to stop going into these stores and just saying to ourselves, oh, it's only one time. Oh, I just really need this top. Oh, I just really need these shoes. I really need something quick, fast, and cheap, because that's literally what they're making them for, is for people to be like, hey, I'm going to a party this weekend, or I'm going to an interview and I really need something really quick that's just going to like impress people. No, we don't want that anymore. We need something that's going to be long lasting and something that we can keep in our closets forever. So what that comes down to is buying from companies that are actually being ethical, sustainable, and using materials that are better for our environment, whether they're recycled or they're just plain polyester, something that lasts longer and does not cause these detrimental effects to the environment. Secondly, we can keep our cycling of our wardrobe, of our daily clothes, to a minimum. We can try to use the same pieces of clothing in different ways. We can match our tops to different bottoms, etc., etc., bottoms to tops, shoes to pants to purses, everything. It really goes hand in hand. Fashion is just what you think about it. If you get the idea in your head that you're not doing enough, you don't have to go and buy more clothing. You just have to switch up what you're doing. And you probably already have the pieces in your closet to make what you want and what you're desiring. So there's also the possibility of learning to just do a simple sew, to learn how to fix the clothes that maybe got messed up in the dryer or washer or whatever, or to even kind of bring new life to the clothing items that you already have. If there's a top that you have that you don't no longer like the style of or the fit of or whatever, you can literally rip it apart or just change the sewing of it. It's a lot easier than people make it out to be. It's something that can be researched on YouTube in like 2 minutes. I've done it before, and I've used shirts to make blankets. I've used shirts to make new shirts. I've used pants to make shirts. I've used jeans to make shorts. It's literally the easiest thing. And if you think you can't do it, I promise you, you can. You can do anything that you set your mind to. So just try it. And if you fail, then use it as a piece of rag to clean with. It's really that simple. So yeah, it comes down to us just putting our mind to bettering our environmental footprint and what we want to do with these clothing items. And then also, when you're giving away clothes, it's really important to think about where you're giving it to and who will actually use it, who will actually need it. Companies such as Goodwill and other thrift stores that just take your clothes and sell them without you getting anything back from them are pretty much a red flag when it comes to thrift stores. It's almost as if they're taking everything you're giving them, using it for their own profit, and not providing any beneficial support to you as the individual who's actually giving them their moneymaker. So online thrift stores such as ThredUp, Depop, Mercari, those are stores that are gonna give you money for what you're selling. And ThredUp is really cool because you just order a bag and you fill it with the clothes that you have that are like still pretty good, and they give you money for what they think it's worth. And so it's a lot better than Goodwill, because Goodwill literally takes what they can make money off of and then just either throws away the rest, or I guess gives it to like homeless shelters, although I don't really think they do that. But Goodwill is better than nothing, but I would say take it to a homeless shelter, a woman's shelter, before you give it to Goodwill, only because they're not really doing what they say that they do. And then, of course, the ending to it is that, like, when a piece of clothing is definitely at its end of life, you're like, oh my god, this has food stains all over it, it's ripped, it's whatever, it's totally ruined, just rip it apart, use it as a cloth to clean with. Therefore, you're not using paper towels that are also not very good for the environment. You are instead repurposing this old clothing item that you've had for maybe years on years on years, and you're just bringing it to its full cycle of the end of life, and that makes it a little bit better when it comes down to it. So we have a lot of options as individuals to recycle our clothes, to make better use out of them, to bring them to people who are actually in need, especially shoes. Shoes is something that can really be long lasting, and they are really helpful for communities who don't have them and who cannot buy them. So I think that's just something to think about when you are shopping every day. Or maybe not every day, hopefully. Just think about what you already have. Is this shirt similar to something I already have? Can I make it different? Whatever the case may be. Try to bring a global mindset to what you're buying. And although there is never any judgment here, I know we all can do better when it comes to shopping for clothing. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Once again, this is No Planet B on 102.3 Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And this is where we talk about environmentally conscious decision making in order to make a better future, because we have nowhere else to go. Have a great rest of your day.